As the school year draws to a close in State College, teachers and school officials are thinking about the recent school shootings in other cities and how to keep students here safe. Cindy Simmons talked to some of them for WPSU.
State College School Superintendent Bob O'Donnell says high-profile school shootings have made safety a top priority. He says with the new buildings at State College High School and renovations at some of the other schools, increased surveillance cameras and controlled access make the buildings safer.
So we're really impacting a large part of our district with updating facilities and the technologies for communication, the technologies for security in those projects is significant. And it includes a lot of features, whether it's surveillance tools, whether it's, you know, how we lock exterior and interior doors, our communication system. We really have had some opportunities to make some serious upgrades.
But the State College school superintendent says the most important way to protect schools is for parents, teachers, and students to report behavior that suggests someone might become a threat. Whether that's in class or on social media, the message is see something, say something.
You know, we rely on relationships teachers have with students, parents have with their children, students to students. All of those relationships are critical toward our efforts to make sure that we're taking action.
Craig Bernier is a State College police officer assigned to the school district. He says that for the first time this year, the Delta School did an active shooter training with students. Bernier says next school year, an active shooter drill will be run at the high school. It will use techniques developed by the Department of Homeland Security.
It's right to the point. This is how you need to respond to something, and it's using the words run, hide, and fight as your options.
Every time a major school shooting is in the news, there's pressure to do something quickly. But so far, the State College Area School District has not added metal detectors.
Everybody thinks metal detectors are the answers. Everybody wants that quick, easy solution to a problem. And there is no quick, easy solution to a problem. You spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on metal detectors and make kids stand in line in the winter months to get into the building because they're just like in an airport. To get into a school to go through a metal detector where diligent staff working those doors and the policies in the schools regarding the size of bags that are allowed in the building. If you're an athlete and bringing an athletic bag in, they have to go in another entrance and those bags have to. There's other ways around that.
Officer Bernier says having teachers in the halls between classes and having staff who know students are key to protecting against violence by a student. Gene Ruscio teaches science at State College High School. He's also president of the local teachers union. He says he personally is against adding metal detectors.
We don't have metal detectors coming into the building. I know that if we did, it would be, I don't even know how you would ever do it fiscally. Metal detectors would be going off all the time with things in student book bags. You'd need personnel to man it. It just doesn't seem feasible to do it and do it in a way that makes a school feel like a school.
Ruscio says there's a rush to do something, but we really need to step back and figure out why so many people are acting on violent impulses. For WPSU, I'm Cindy Simmons.